morning and welcome to the Greg Nelfrid Show. Wind advisory until 5 this afternoon. Gusty northwest winds, 25 to 30, gusting to 40 at times today. Right now it's cloudy and 23. State legislative session begins officially at noon today. The governor giving his State of the State address today at 1. Joining us on the line is State Senator Tim Rave of Baltic, who's out in Pierce. Senator, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. It's a little breezy out here, but otherwise pretty darn nice.
I bet it's going to get a lot breezier as this session wears on.
It usually, the air gets a little hotter here in about a couple of weeks. So, yeah, it's all good stuff.
Well, let's talk maybe, you know, we've visited with several other lawmakers as well this morning and kind of got an overview of some of the big items that they expect to come up this year. And we've talked to you, too, about Medicaid and education funding. But, you know, the thing kind of begins today with the governor's State of the State address. What are you expecting from that?
Well, I think you'll hear a little bit about workforce development, and that's been in the media a little bit already. I think he's going to take a new or maybe a kind of a similar approach, but in a different manner, I would suspect. I think you'll hear something about some tech funding initiatives. And so, I really haven't seen it yet. He's actually been it's been great. He, you know, waits and kind of briefs everybody at the same time. And the media gets that at the same time as the legislators. So it's been kind of a nice gesture on his part to have that. And so we really don't know much until 1 o'clock like everybody else. But those are just a couple of things I've seen in the media up to this point. So,
well, and the budget is always obviously one of the big things the legislature has to tackle. What do you think will be, some of the challenges with the budget this year?
Well, again, I think, as I think previously stated, I thought he did a unique job of laying out the budget this year, trying to leverage some of those one-time dollars for some ongoing funding. And I think that's been well received from pretty much everybody I've talked to. So paying down some debt and opening up those ongoing funds. So I don't see a lot of probably changes coming from that perspective. I think that fourth quarter numbers, or the last quarter, I guess I should say, are sounding fairly stable and coming in pretty well. So if we have a good Christmas season, I think, it gives us some opportunities maybe to do a couple other things as well. I want to settle this bank franchise issue going forward. There's always been some kind of gray area in the bank franchise tax, and I think we'll address some of that, which will help stabilize some of the budget issues. So there's actually a lot of things probably. There's a lot of parts in the air, so it'll be an interesting session.
8:49, State Senator Tim Rave of Baltic joins us this morning. One of the things that I've not had a chance to visit with you about is a proposal that's likely to come from Representative Steve Hickey asking lawmakers to abolish the death penalty. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's always a tough issue. That really gets to kind of your personal feelings and beliefs on that particular issue. And I've not been a supporter in the past of repealing the death penalty. As always, I certainly will listen to the arguments and debate about why we should do it now versus not doing it in the past. And so I look forward to that discussion. I certainly wouldn't begin to speak for any other single legislator on that because it's pretty deep when you have to make that decision. So that's a very personal decision. I don't see that I would change my position, but certainly willing to listen to the discussion and debate about it.
So. Do you think we're going to see anything this session in regard to a prison reform, which I know was a big topic last session?
I don't. I think the only discussion that'll come up, and it frankly came up last year when we were debating that issue, was the impact that it was going to potentially have on local governments. And, you know, I've heard a little bit of that over the summer. I don't think anybody really knows the full impact yet, because obviously it was implemented not even a year ago. So I think, frankly, those discussions are probably a little early. And I think if there are impacts financially on the local governments, I think that is something we do have to address, although I'm not sure this session is probably the one, because I just don't think anybody knows exactly what that's going to be yet.
Well, you're from, you know, as I mentioned, you're from Baltic, so you're certainly familiar with the problems that Minnehaha County has had ongoing in terms of, you know, concerned especially about law enforcement costs. Counties were hoping this session to try to see some kind of small increase in the alcohol tax to try to fund law enforcement. And I don't think it's any surprise, early word has been, is that there's virtually no support for that. I mean, do you have any concerns about county funding, and what might you expect them to make a play for this year during the session?
Well, I think, yeah, you're spot on. We're going to have a discussion about increasing the alcohol tax. You know, whether it's that tax or a different revenue source, they certainly have valid arguments for increasing some type of revenue stream. And I know we've also talked about raising the cap on them having the ability to raise property taxes. And so those are all going to be in play, Greg. And I, you know, where they go and what traction they get, it's awful early yet. But and somebody comes with a proposal, I guess we'll, you know, have a different discussion. But I haven't heard a lot of, you know, people running around the hall going, hey, let's raise taxes. So it's going to be a difficult, I think it's going to be a difficult discussion regardless. But I, you know, I'm not sure alcohol tax is probably the only option either. So,
Keller News Time is 8:52. State Senator Tim Ray of Baltic joins us this morning. The legislature officially beginning its session today at noon. You know, you and I have discussed education funding before, but one of the things that we've not really talked about is Common Core. There are some lawmakers who are very concerned about these Common Core standards. The administration has been very much in support of those. Where do you stand, and what proposals do you think we might see this session?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the question, because I did spend quite a bit of the last part of the fall trying to help get things put in place so that, you know, those issues, Greg, are just kind of what I call energy or time suckers. They just take a lot of time. People are working and trying to deal with it, and so other things kind of, you know, get pushed off to the side a little bit. And so, you know, a couple other legislators put together what I would consider probably a great compromise package for going forward. And I really hope that package gets put into place. It would kind of put a stop on expansion of Common Core standards from where we're at today, not without having some kind of oversight outside of the executive branch. Another part of that, and probably, frankly, the most important part to me anyway, is protecting our children's personal data. There's like 400 data collection points they could have. And so the proposal, and I don't have it in front of me, but basically make sure there's a stopgap to protect that data for our students' personal information. You know, that can still be gathered in the aggregate, but would really protect their personal data. And then the last one really sets up a summer study, I guess, or a summer ongoing committee to kind of monitor the situation. And, you know, I did not know a lot about Common Core. I thought I did, but I really didn't until this last fall. And I spent a lot of time listening and learning about it. And, you know, there certainly are things that I like. I think it makes sense that if a child in second grade in South Dakota, if that's when we're going to learn to tell time, then everybody should do that during that course of that year. However you do it is, you know, left up to the local curriculum director. But, you know, you shouldn't move from South Dakota to Minnesota and have missed how to tell time. Or, you know, that's a simple example, but that's really the crux of the standard. So those are things I like about it. There are certainly things I don't like about it. So I think this is a good compromise position. We've had a lot of schools implement it, or most of the schools have implemented it at some level. And so to come in and say, oh, gosh, we're not going to do that anymore, so now you got to figure out what you're going to do the rest of the year, that doesn't make a lot of sense either. So it's kind of a complicated issue to try and dance through all the landmines. But I'm confident we have a good package going forward.
5 minutes before 9, State Senator Tim Ray of Baltic joins us. One of the things that came up in the in the chamber, Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce's legislative breakfast here last week was the issue of a constitutional convention and federal, you know, the federal government and attempts by the states maybe to try to rein in federal government power, especially over the states, to maybe try to force the federal government to balance its budget. What kind of traction do you see those kinds of efforts getting in Pierre?
Well, you know, I think everybody generally has a concern what has been happening at the federal level, especially in regards to spending. And so, you know, I think the right package could certainly get some traction to it, you know, at least put our hat in the ring for that. And, of course, you have to get two-thirds majority of the states to agree with you. But I do think that there are there could be some traction for that if we were going to, you know, especially specifically address some kind of a balanced budget amendment, if the federal government would work like we do to keep our budget in balance and keep their spending in check. I think that would that's appealing to a lot of people. So, you know, I think people are going to wait to kind of see the final product here, but certainly it's not out of the realm of possibility that something like that could get some traction.
So Governor Newgard gives his State of the State today, and then kind of explain to us then what happens afterward for lawmakers as you begin the session.
Well, really, now we'll start looking at bills. Rumor has it there's a lot of bills in the drafting hopper, if you will. And so bills will start coming fast and furious this week. And we'll, you know, on the Senate side, the President pro tem will start deciding which committee those bills are going to go to and try and get those loads evened out so we get through the work. And it will come fast and furious here for a couple of weeks. So this week is kind of the ceremonial week where we do the State of the State, and then we'll do the State of the Judiciary where the Chief Justice will come up and kind of give us an overview of what's going on with the UJS system. And so it's, you know, more of an informational week, I guess, is probably a better way to say that. And so we'll get through this week, and probably really some committees will actually start this week, but again, mostly just bringing in their department secretaries. So transportation, for example, will have the Secretary of Transportation come in, kind of give an overview of what's happened over the last 6-7 months and what they kind of expect for this session, and just go on down the line. So this week is a lot of information. Next week, really, we'll start hitting the bill load hard, and then you just don't know what bills are going to come in until the last bill drop day in a few weeks. So,
sure. What did I read? Did I read yesterday, like as of yesterday morning, that like 122 bills had already been pre-filed?
Yeah, it was, and there's more, 100 more I heard that are than we've ever had in the drafting process. Now, that doesn't mean that all of them ever gets dropped, but certainly is going to be, I think, indicative of a busy bill season. So we will be talking again, I'm sure, during the session.
You better count on it. Hey, listen, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. I know it's a busy day for you as you're getting going, so thanks for making time for us, Tim.
No problem. Anytime, Greg. You guys have a good day, and stay out of the wind.
You too. Good luck out there. That's State Senator Tim Rave of Baltic.